And now, you are listening to In the Fish Tank with DJ Fish.
What is up? It is DJ Fish, and I'm here with
Big A
and
JP.
And today we're going to be talking about unpopular opinions. So before I start, do either one of you have unpopular opinions?
I'm sure I do, but I don't know. Like, I'm sure I do.
Big A?
That mustard is nasty. I don't know if that's
unpopular. Yes, that's very unpopular opinion.
We'll mustard get to is that disgusting.
In a second. So I have a few on here. Don't know if you guys care or not, but first one I have is The Walking Dead is the worst zombie franchise ever.
I could agree, because I don't watch zombie stuff.
I don't either, so.
I don't either, but it's like,
I know The Walking Dead is the most famous out of
Yeah, but it's like boring. Like, everyone talks about it. It's overhyped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I try to watch it. I don't like it.
So. I don't either. The second one I have, I don't care. This is like facts. But Friends is not a good, not as good as people say it is.
I don't like Friends. It sucks to me. I don't like it at all.
Did I get you there, JP?
I'm going to keep my mouth closed. I'm going to let you finish. No. I'll let you finish, and then we're going to have the discussion.
Say it right now.
List your things off.
No, because it doesn't make sense. Just keep, tell us your opinion.
To say it's not as good as people make it seem, that's no. It's very good.
It's not that good.
It's, you just have to understand the humor.
It's boring.
It's really boring.
Well, yeah, because you Z generation people.
You're in the same generation.
I'm not in the same mindset as this generation.
It's not good.
Me and Jaden Smith were like this.
Jaden Smith, what does that have to do with
Friends?
You don't know who Jaden Smith knows.
You don't know you.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
Do you actually? Do you know who I've met?
Get up, he started.
Do you know who I've met in my lifetime? No, you don't.
Do you know who I met in my lifetime?
I don't care. No. Okay, continue.
I really hope this one's going to make one of you mad. Drake is overrated.
I agree with that.
All right, it's about time for me to go. Why do you think that?
He's just overrated.
No.
I think his last album humbled him.
Okay, that last album was something else. But rather than that, Drake is the man. Mm. He's the man. Mm.
Okay.
Oh. BBL
is
Drake.
Is he in your top three?
Today's special.
Jesus Christ. He in your top three?
More in my top five.
Okay, so then Drake is not.
But he's good.
He's overrated.
He's not overrated. He's Drake. He's Drake is Drake.
If Drake is in your top three, then he's very much overrated.
Drake is Drake.
If he's not in your top three, then he's...
Drake is Drake.
He's not in my top three.
No.
At least for rappers.
I'm going to text him and tell him what you guys said.
Text him.
Do it.
Champagne Poppy will not respond to you.
Yes, he will. We text every now and then. Mm-hmm.
In your mind.
Well, I text him and he just looks at it, but still...
Okay. Like more. I feel like this is going somewhere. She's gonna say something.
I like really hope one of these do. But number four is video games are a waste of time.
Yeah.
I don't play video games as much, so.
They are a waste of time. Like,
I don't play them at all.
I don't either.
A waste of time in what context?
Just like.
Like to pass time. Like, you play them, like, when you're bored, like, that type of waste of time, or, like...
No, because, like, do you know people who literally just
like, gamers.
Play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that.
Like, that's just a waste of time. Like, if you're not making money, because you can make money off of it.
I mean, some people do make money, though.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. If you don't make money off of it, then maybe cut back the time.
I see what you're saying. But, like, me personally, I play video games, like, rarely.
I'll
play Madden here and there. Like, only if
like,
I'm,
like, it's like if
I'm not doing anything important, or if I'm, like, bored out of my mind, like tired of watching TV.
That's fine. But it's like if you literally, like, let's say you're dating someone and they just play video games all day and you're like, can we hang out? And they're like, no, I'm in the middle of a game. That's like a waste of time.
It is.
Like, what is the point in your relationship if you're just going to play video games?
First of all, I wouldn't get in a relationship with that type of person.
Yeah, because
that
saying,
is toxic.
Hypothetically.
Never would I ever take that from someone. Let me finish my game.
Let me finish my game. No.
No.
You're like, I'll be over.
I'll unplug the game. That's what I'll do. I'll unplug the game and then I'll unplug you. You don't want to know what that means because that's dangerous.
I was going to ask him what he mean by that.
I really want one of these.
I have gifts. I read minds. I have gifts.
You read minds. So what am I thinking about right now?
You want me to shut up?
No, I really want some seafood. I talk about this every podcast.
Can I do a magic trick to you?
What's the magic trick?
Why don't you close your eyes?
Nora, is that safe?
I did it last semester. Matthews knows what I'm talking about.
Is it safe?
It's
yes.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I want you to face Nora, okay? And I want you to, like, really think about Nora, who she is, you know, that type of thing, okay?
I don't like this.
And I'm going to touch Nora. That sounds wrong. I'm going to make contact with Nora, okay? Okay. And if you feel this, I want you to let me know where, okay? All right. So that's it for the magic trick. How's everyone's weekend?
The magic trick, bro. The magic trick sucked.
No, but it worked. It worked once. Matthews was there to witness it.
He didn't even do anything.
No, it did work with Mac. Remember? Because I did it to Mac. He's and
like, no, it didn't.
I promise you, it did.
Does it work?
It wasn't. No, it wasn't in our period though.
I know what you're talking.
It was like
about.
Earlier in the day, and Mac was. He's seen it. So.
We're just going to go on to number five.
Yeah.
Number five is brownies from the center of the pan are the best.
No.
They are. They be so.
They're the softest.
Which makes them the best.
Yeah, they're the best.
I like corner pieces.
You like the burnt part?
They're not burnt if you cook them right.
No, it's a little crusty.
A little crusty.
No. What is called the crust of the brownie.
Yeah, but that's nasty.
It's not nasty, yes, it actually, because you can hold it without it falling apart.
Yeah, you can also hold it in the palm.
I'm not about to hold anything in the palm of my hand. You can.
Well.
This is not as it was, okay?
I'm just saying, you're nasty.
Yeah, it's gross.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. You look like you fold your pizza when you eat it.
I do.
She do. She do.
Do you not?
No.
That's literally the easiest
do
way to eat
it. Do you watch me at lunch eating pizza?
Why I don't watch people eat. My back is towards you.
He's lying.
What?
So I watch you eat at lunch.
Yeppers.
I've never watched
How do
you
know?
Eat.
How do you know I do that?
You look. People, you know you can tell people do certain stuff when you look at them. You look like the type of person that folds their pizza.
Why do you not fold your pizza?
Because.
I thought that was like a big common thing.
No.
It's so much easier. You don't have to like worry about anything falling off. You just fold it. Right. No.
I don't have things fall off my pizza.
But what if you do?
Yeah.
But I don't.
But it can happen.
But it hasn't.
But it can. Does?
But it won't.
Says who?
Because I hold pizza with both hands.
Okay, that's wrong. Even that is that's, wrong.
That's, no, folding pizza's wrong.
No, it's not. Holding it with both hands is wrong.
Or if it's like the little party pizzas, I'll cut them like the little squares. That way it don't
you
fall.
You know what I do? I don't cut them. Like
you roll your pizza?
Yes. I fold that in half.
I just fold it, dip it in some ranch, and eat it. Do you eat ranch with your pizza?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ranch and hot sauce.
Make it sure. Hot sauce.
Ranch and hot sauce, yes. And then with the pizza rolls, what?
I'm leaving.
Like, if you eat pizza with just ranch, that's disgusting.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
With ranch and hot sauce.
No.
And you, like, rub it in on the pizza. That is, like, bro.
No, I can eat pizza with
hot Cheetos on top. Woo!
You are.
Don't let me bake it. Don't let me put the Cheetos back in the oven with the pizza for about 2 minutes. That right there.
So nasty. That is so nasty.
I have an unpopular opinion.
Go ahead.
Kendrick Lamar is the best rapper of this generation.
That's valid. Yeah.
Come on, Miss Drake.
He's better than Drake.
Okay, he is better than Drake. I'll give you that. But I don't really listen to Kendrick Lamar. I don't listen to no really rap music except for like.
I don't either. I really only listen to Kendrick.
I'm more of like a SZA, Jhené Aiko type of girl.
The only rap I really listen to is like artists that are like more like. Not political, but like lyrical in a way. Like they talk about like real situations instead of.
Oh, I don't listen to artists like that.
The big three.
Number six. Mm-hmm. Ketchup is the worst condiment.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's mustard.
That's an unpopular opinion.
It's the worst condiment.
That's mustard.
No. The worst condiment.
If you eat ketchup, you're a child.
I put ketchup on my fries.
The worst condiment is, I'm trying to think of the name, but it's like blue cheese.
Blue cheese is gross, but like.
Blue cheese. It's worse than ketchup. Way worse than ketchup. Way worse than ketchup.
I'm not gonna lie, blue cheese is bad, but like worse I'll ketchup. Eat. Ketchup is not good.
Ketchup is good.
Blue cheese, ketchup is better than blue cheese.
Ketchup is not good.
Ketchup is way better than
people
blue cheese.
People who eat ketchup on their hot dogs, just straight ketchup.
I don't eat straight ketchup on my hot dogs.
You need to go to jail.
I don't eat just ketchup on hot dogs. Like sometimes I won't eat ketchup on my hot dogs at all. I don't. I like if I do have ketchup, it's either ketchup and mustard. Ketchup and barbecue sauce, or ketchup and relish.
Hold on.
Or sometimes ketchup, relish, and mustard, or just barbecue by itself. Barbecue sauce by itself.
You eat hot dogs with barbecue sauce?
Yes.
Wait, ketchup and barbecue sauce?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Now, the barbecue sauce, I understand. But the ketchup and barbecue sauce?
Try it.
You're just, no.
No.
I guarantee you, your taste buds will thank you later.
I know a person who put ranch in their spaghetti.
That's actually common. That's a lot more. That's
they
a
put
lot.
Ranch and they spaghetti.
That's a lot more common than you think it is.
And then,
but like, because most people eat salad with spaghetti.
Well, yeah.
And so, like, the ranch will like,
no matter what,
go into the spaghetti. So, like, they like mix their spaghetti with the ranch. Well, like, I've seen like people like legit pour ranch in their spaghetti.
I tried it before. It's not that bad.
It's not.
It's actually good.
Now, I just wouldn't just, let me get that ranch for my spaghetti.
Oh, I do that now. It's actually good. I like it.
Because you fold your pizza.
And you put ketchup and barbecue sauce on your hot dog, so.
What's wrong with that?
A lot.
There's nothing
yes,
wrong with
is.
That.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
That's completely disgusting.
You ever had conies?
What is your deal with conies?
You ever had coney dogs?
Yes.
Who
you know what's in the coney sauce, right? Ketchup and barbecue sauce.
Shut up.
Well, you can't say
see, that's like the whole pickle and relish situation. People don't know that relish is pickles, and they be like, "Oh, I hate pickles," but they love relish. Like,
make it
like you'll eat the coney sauce, but you won't eat ketchup and barbecue sauce together when you're technically doing that with the coney sauce on meat.
Meat.
Number seven.
I only have seven, but number seven is dark chocolate is better than milk chocolate.
That's a lie.
And that is so disgusting, Nora. Why would you?
That's a lie. That's a
dark chocolate lie. Is good.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, name one dark chocolate that's good besides Hershey's.
Dark chocolate.
No.
Well, Hershey's are technically milk chocolate.
Well, yeah. Dark chocolate, they have dark chocolate different things. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they have dark chocolate.
Now, I will say, malt balls are good.
What?
You ever had Whoppers?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They're, okay, so there's, like, bigger versions of them. They're called malt balls. You ever had some? They are very good. They're just, like, bigger Whoppers. Immature. See, I told you, my mindset is above the Z generation. Yeah, you started giggling. No, I didn't. Yes, I smiled. You did. I smiled. You literally I said, did. Jesus.
Yeah, but before that, you started giggling. See? Giggle. Figure out which one is which.
No, I know what I was going to press, but I decided not to. I was going for this one. Thank you.
Do you have any other unpopular opinions?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
An unpopular opinion is I am the most liked person out of the 91.1 WEDM family.
That wasn't popular.
Yeah, I can tell.
Why is that unpopular,
Matt
sir?
I'm laughing. Because
it's not true. It's not true. Because I don't like you.
Dang.
Stop hitting me with your fat kneecap.
Do what?
I know it's going to be like hurting everyone's feelings, but like everyone should put down their favorite person in the class.
Oh, we should. You can't pick yourself.
Well, obviously.
Because me being narcissistic, I would do that.
Yeah, I know.
Me.
And then watch, it's none of us.
I know who everyone's favorite person is.
Who?
Me.
Oh, wrong.
No. My favorite person in class is Nora.
See?
So.
Who's your favorite class in the class except for
Who's
you?
Your favorite class in the class?
Who's my favorite person in the class besides me?
Mm-hmm.
Kenny. He's just funny.
Kenny is funny.
I know.
Did I ask you for your opinion?
I'm not going to argue with a person who put ketchup and barbecue sauce.
You fold your pizza.
Okay. A lot of people do. You put hot Cheetos on your pizza.
Literally.
You fold your pizza.
And you put hot Cheetos on them. So.
What we need.
You,
I don't want to hear it.
Look at me. No. You've put hot Cheetos in your noodles,
ketchup,
haven't you?
Barbecue.
She's made ramen ketchup, noodles barbecue. And put hot Cheetos in them before.
First of all, that is absolutely disgusting.
She's done it.
I have not.
Look at her. Look at her face. Look at her. She can't even deny it. Thank you very much.
That is
point
so
proven.
Disgusting.
Point proven.
I put eggs and like sausages.
Proven. Thank you very much.
I put pickle juice on my hot Cheetos. That is good. Try it. It's very delicious.
What we need to do is us try your little hot dog and barbecue sauce, and then you fold your pizza.
Okay, I'll send you a video. I'll send you a video of me folding my pizza.
I'm okay. Still not trying that.
I will say I've actually folded my pizza before, but not because I wanted to.
What? Because your toppings were falling off?
No, I'll tell you. We were at a family barbecue,
mm-hmm.
and we had pizza. And me and my cousins were doing this challenge. It was like whoever can fit the most pizza in their mouth wins. And so it was like the little like square ones from like is it Domino's?
Domino's.
Who gives like the square things of pizza? It's either Donato's. Yeah, and it was Donato's. And we were doing it. And so, like, there was a point where I had to, like, start, like, folding them up. But I wasn't just eating a pizza like, oh.
Yeah, let me fold it. It is so much easier.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You literally, okay. Do you get pizza sauce on your face when you eat?
No.
Have you ever?
No.
He's lying.
He's definitely
I'm not. I've gotten ranch on my face from eating pizza. And that's not pizza sauce.
If you fold your pizza, that would not happen.
Yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay. Okay. Back to unpopular opinions.
Big A, do you have any?
I'm about to tell you mine.
I already asked yours.
Big A. No, you didn't.
Yes, I
Shut
did.
Shut your face. I wasn't done.
Then keep going.
What do you think I was trying to do here? See what I'm talking about? This Z generation just.
You're the same generation.
You're literally in the same.
I consider myself a millennium, okay?
Yikes.
I'm a millennium. I'm a millennium.
I said millennium.
No, I heard millennium.
Millennium.
See, because you hear what you want to hear, because you're just a hater.
What is there to hate on?
A lot.
A person who
you just mad that ketchup I'm better than you. Sauce? You're mad that I'm better than you, and you can't deal with that.
What are you better than me at?
Everything.
No.
Everything.
No.
Everything.
Name one thing.
You mad that's because I pointed out to you that this was an Oreo.
How did that even? Oh, that's not. This is a macaroon.
What's a macaroon?
It's not even macaroon.
What is it called?
Macaroon.
What she said.
You didn't even know what it was called.
You need to back up.
Who?
Back up.
Who
back
you?
Up.
Kenny. What's going on in here? We were just talking about you, my friend.
We were.
Yeah. Can they hear me? I'm straight. Yeah, it's Kenny. I'm a guest on the show today. What are we talking about today, guys? Unpopular opinions.
Yes.
Beyonce is overrated.
They
blew it for me. That's why Kenny is the best.
Kenny is not the best.
That's, yes, he is.
No.
That's why he's my favorite in class.
Beyonce would never be overrated. She's Beyonce.
That's an overrated statement.
Nope. Beyonce.
Matthews, is Beyonce overrated?
I am not answering.
Answer that question. Yes. Yes.
I'm not answering questions.
You don't tell me.
Matthew secretly likes Beyonce.
Exactly. See?
I'm not part of this conversation.
Beyonce is not overrated. I will say
he knows
that
she's overrated.
No, she is not.
Yes, she is.
No, I'm putting this on
Matthew's
Twitter.
The anybody you ask,
the Beehive is going to come for you.
Come for me?
Yeah.
I'll buzz back. Okay. I will buzz back.
The reason why Matthews isn't answering is because he doesn't want to get in the line of fire between.
But no, Nicki Minaj is overrated to me.
Not anymore. She used to be overrated. She's not overrated anymore because she like fell off. So
yeah.
But Beyonce, overrated. Okay, back to my unpopular opinion.
You still haven't even said it,
right?
Besides Harry's house.
Oh my god.
Listen. Besides Harry's house and 30 by Adele, Sabrina Carpenter has the best album this year.
I'm only disagreeing with that
because you haven't heard it.
No, because I don't like Sabrina Carpenter.
Why?
I just don't.
Why? Is it because of Olivia Rodrigo?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You liar.
I just don't like her music.
Well, maybe you should listen to it.
Don't want to.
Because I didn't like her old music either.
I got one.
Say it.
Actually, I don't know if this is a problem. Cake is nasty.
Some cake is nasty.
Yeah, no, all cake to me is just disgusting.
You're sick.
I don't like birthday cake. Okay, ice cream cakes is different.
Cookie cake is good.
I don't like chocolate chip cookies. I think chocolate chip cookies are disgusting.
What do you even like then?
Sugar cookies. Homemade sugar cookies from my grandma. To be exact. That's the only cookies I eat.
Any more?
No. I really don't have any more.
I really don't have any more.
You're about to be off the show.
I could try my impressions.
Please, no.
Here's Big A.
That's like the whole impression.
I thought my pizza. I don't like chocolate chip cookies. She does that a lot.
I do not do. Okay, I do. I do. Mm-hmm.
You don't know nothing she does? After everything she says, she nods her head.
That is.
She just nod your head.
That is not true. It is true.
She's doing. Every time she gets done saying something, she goes.
It's just a habit.
Well, then break that habit.
No.
You're the habit that I can't break. Ooh. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood. So one night I was taking a night stroll.
How did this turn into a story?
But then. But then it was spring all of a sudden. You know, I saw this man, and his name was Matthews. Wah, wah, wah. I like you, Matthews. Anything else you want to say? Miss Head Nod. That should be your DJ name.
Miss Head Nod.
Yo, what's up? It's DJ Head Nod.
I don't even nod my head that much.
You just did.
I did it. I got something else I want to say, JP.
Mm-hmm. And it bet not be about what it's about to be about.
What do you think it's going to be about?
You just better watch your mouth. Or watch what comes out of your mouth.
I got another unpopular opinion. I really think that this is going to, you know, make JP very, very mad. Excuse me, mm-hmm. Can you get off my mic?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Harry Styles.
No. Thank you for tuning in to In the Fish Tank.
No. Harry Styles music is actually trash. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and he's balding.
You know, that was a very funny joke.
And he was only good. His music was only good on One Direction.
But he has the number one album in the world right now.
Nope.
Yes, he does.
No.
Okay.
No.
Who's your favorite artist? Miss Drake. Doesn't he have like the worst album this year? Look at her.
I would like to say
Drake is trash. You know, I have a saying for artists I don't like, but I can't say it now.
Anyways, like I was, my favorite artist right now, what genre? I got multiple.
Girl, just Madonna. If you had to choose Madonna.
I said what genre? I'm listening to Madonna.
Madonna. What? Why?
Madonna. What genre?
Excuse me.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. My like favorite. Your all-time favorite artist right now.
Hey. My favorite artist right now is Brent Faiyaz. Mm-hmm. Toxic. He better than Harry Styles. You know, that man is balding. You know, you lift up the hair, it's just gone. He got a wig on.
You missed it. Just going.
That's great. You know, you guys are very funny.
Okay.
So hilarious. No, cheesies.
Cheesies.
Do you want some cheesies?
Mr. Matthews, I think you should put those in a safe.
I thought he wasn't supposed to have them.
I got them before I came in here. It's not like I walked out during the podcast and then no. Remember? Remember what you said about me?
I remember that I said that, sir, back up. I remember that I said that Brent Faiyaz is better than Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
Brent Faiyaz isn't balding as much as Harry Styles. Mm. And Brent Faiyaz is Brent Faiyaz. Yeah, I said that.
Mm. I hope you know when my peoples listen to this, they will be coming for you.
Who's your peoples? Ooh,
don't worry about
scary.
It.
Scary.
Just know I have peoples.
Peoples.
Yes. Other Harrys are on standby.
I don't care about no Harry Styles fan.
Why are you petting the mic like that?
Cause I'm
not a cat.
Because I'm about to go rogue. And I'm in my villainous era here.
You're mad about Harry Styles?
Oh, no. I could care less about what you have to say about that.
Oh, that is Harry's body?
I mean, if it is, that's great for him. I can't control it. What do you want me to do about it? All men go bald at some point. I feel so bad. We gotta keep that part in there. I think we should do a live touch up of Matthew's edges. You should let her do that. Any closing remarks?
No.
So I'm doing the outro here?
Huh?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been In the Fish Tank with DJ Fish, Big A, and JP.